Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio.
In a world permeated by barbecue websites under the control of tyrannical administrators, there was one man, a one-man army, who allowed his members to speak out, give their input, and make the website what it is today. The man, Greg Rempe. The website, thebarbecuecentral.com. The Barbecue Centralites demanded more. They wanted to hear him interviewing the top names in the barbecue industry, and they wanted to call in their questions live on the air. Once again, he came through and made the rest of the barbecue websites on the net his. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio with your host, Greg Rempe.
Ohio, it's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
What is up? A very good Tuesday evening to you, wherever you may be. Of course, as we all know by now, I am smack dab here in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe, and this, my friends, oh yes, this is the Barbecue Central Show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Happy to have you. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so go ahead and make your time zone adjustments as necessary. If you already don't know what you want to talk about, maybe you've been bumping around the Barbecue Central Forum for the past week. You've been reviewing the archived shows on bbstalkradio.com of the Barbecue Central Show, and you want to talk about something, weigh in on a certain subject, talk about a guest, what have you, let me give you your contact information so you can do that. You can call in at 216-220-0966. That's 216-220-0966. Likewise, you can send me an email if you don't want to call in, if you're not a person that needs to hear themselves on the internet radio and you're a fan of the written word. Do that at bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. That's bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. All right, so here's how the show is going to be setting up for this evening. First segment, wide open. Was hoping to have an interview, I guess. But what I did want to mention right off the bat was I did get another email from Barbecue Bob Trudnack from the Barbecue Guru. As you recall, last weekend Tuesday I was supposed to have an interview with Fred Perkle, who runs the Barbecue Guru, and he suffered a stroke at the competition in Maryland that they were competing at. And I did get an email from Bob today, and I wanted to pass along how Fred's progress is, as I know some of you are customers of his and fans of his. He's really a guy that does quite a bit for the barbecue community in general. So this is what Bob had to say to me, and I quote, "Hey, Greg, Fred is in a rehabilitation center here in Pennsylvania. He is working hard every day to regain the movement and function of his left side. It will be a long road for him, but I know he has the willpower and drive to get through it. We have no idea at this point how long it will take, but I'm sure it will be months. Thanks, Bob." Close quote. So if you're a religious person, if you're somebody that just likes to send well wishes through thought, prayer, and whatnot, go ahead and send them out to my man Fred Perkle, a.k.a. Shotgun Fred from the Barbecue Guru. He will appreciate it. And, of course, as a barbecue community, we all rally around those that have fallen ill, fallen sick, and especially at a competition. Kind of brings the whole mood down at a competition, especially for a good guy like that. So that's the update on Fred. I will continue to pass along updates on Fred as I get them. You can also keep up to date on his condition as I do updates in between shows on a weekly basis at the Barbecue Central Forum, and that can be found at thebarbecuecentral.com or thebbqcentral.com or bbq-4-letteru.com. One of three ways, all of three ways, you get there, and you get the up-to-date information that you need in the world of barbecue. Second segment, we will have an interview with a Barbecue Central Forum moderator. His name is Bill Small, and he's going to be talking about this barbecue contest he's basically spearheaded called Q and Cruise. This is in, I believe it's pronounced Louisa, Virginia, but we'll get the definite pronunciation from him when he joins us and the on the second segment to talk about it. Basically, this was a backyard type of event last year, and through motivation on his own and trying to make it perhaps something bigger and better and ultimately into a sanctioned event and a state championship event, it has kind of grown into what it is right now. And that's called Q and Cruise. That'll be taking place in July, and we'll be talking to him about a little bit about how he got into competition barbecue himself, and then mostly on the Q and Cruise aspect of things. To see how somebody actually really puts something like that together. It's kind of impressive. Certainly nothing I would undertake here in Cleveland. But weather becoming nice. It was a balmy 45 today. Nevertheless, third segment, of course, the fastest game show sweeping the internet nation. Know Your Q for your chance to win a two-pack of Wolf Rub barbecue seasonings, and you can find out more about them at wolferub.com. That's Wolf Rub barbecue seasoning. He, as in Larry Wolf, is offering up one bottle of his original rub, which I use quite a bit on chicken and ribs and pork butts, and it is basically awesome. And then he also has a Wolf Rub Bold, which I believe was made more specifically towards beef products, beef ribs, briskets, steaks. You can grill with it, and that is good as well. Very good. Two good rubs, wolfrub.com, so that'll be up for your chance to win in the third segment of Know Your Q. So that, of course, means, A, you have to be listening live, and B, you'll have to call in and give me an answer to a question I devise here during the show. Do want to mention the sponsors on the show right off the top. D-Dogs Barbecue Rub. D-Dogs has been a loyal sponsor of the Barbecue Central Forum for some time and was one of the first guys to jump on here for BBS Talk Radio. So if you do want some quality rubs and sauces, you want to visit ddogsbbq.com, ddogsbbq.com. Also, The Barbecue Guru, and you can find out a lot of information on their very cool products for your grill and smoker, high-tech stuff, and a lot of accessories that are not necessarily mandatory, but really would make your grilling and barbecue life potentially easier if you buy some of their wares. And that's thebbqguru.com. And then, of course, The Big Green Egg, which is one of the most dynamic and unique barbecue slash grill products on the market today. It's a ceramic cooker. It does both slow cooking and high temperature grilling. It's a ceramic. I think I said that three times now. And you can find out more information about them at thebiggreenegg.com. So thanks to those sponsors. I did want to touch on a thought that I've been kind of bringing up here over the last couple weeks, which is the fact that fuel continues to be on the rise. That probably wasn't the best way to say that. Fuel continues to rise in price almost daily now. And if you're a competition barbecuer, I'm interested to hear, either by email or by call-in, if the rise or the continual rise in fuel prices is actually going to play a part in the competitions that you choose to participate in. And if you look at years past, if fuel was ever any type of real concern of yours as to where you would actually go to participate and compete, whereas now this year, through the forum, through other various forums, that people have made quite a point to say they're going to be cutting out, one or two or three or some of the more long-traveled places that they would go to simply because gas is fast approaching $4 a gallon. Of course, if you're driving a motorhome or if you're driving any type of diesel vehicle, you're well above $4 a gallon at this point. So is that going to affect how many competitions you attend to either participate in Or there are a number of people that don't necessarily like to compete, but they like to go to the events to watch the camaraderie and take part in the barbecue family and see how the competition actually breaks down over the course of a day and a half. Maybe those people will not be as quick to just jump in the car and drive from point A to point B because there's going to be quite a large fuel bill on top of their potential housing and potential eateries and eating for that weekend that they might have gone to without thought, without just spontaneously last year, the year before that. So I'm interested to get your feedback on if fuel prices will hinder your participation or attendance at a number of barbecue events during the course of this coming season. Which brings up another point before we go to the first break. You know, I think competition barbecue in itself is obviously fun, and it's a growing sport. There seems to be a lot of buzz around it here, especially over the last 4 to 5 years. A number of grassroots barbecue associations have started to come out of the woodwork, have started to form and actually become established. One of the newer ones is the Great Lakes Barbecue Association, which has been born through a number of members over on the Barbecue Central Forum. That would include me, well, not me actually helping it become what it is, but I'm in the Great Lakes region, so that would encompass me. But as far as putting on contests, it's my opinion, and again, I invite you to come in and weigh in, give me your take on it. But I think there's something inherently wrong with competition barbecue. That and the fact that if you don't win and you need – it's almost like a double-edged sword. I mean, you need to be out there competing. You need to be out there practicing. And you can't just practice in your backyard and feed it to your friends and neighbors because they're going to tell you that it's good and they could win competitions because they want to keep eating the free food that you're going to give them as long as you're going to give it to them. You can cook every weekend, pork butt, brisket, chicken, and ribs, and they're going to eat it every weekend because they want to eat it for free. And they're going to tell you it's great, and they're going to pump up your ego and all that good stuff. But I think there's a potential inherent problem in the fact that there is quite a bit of expense with entry fees and meat costs and then travel. And if you don't get an individual segment call or you don't win a grand champion or you don't win a reserve grand champion type status, it's really a big expense. And I'm wondering if competition barbecue shouldn't look at something like some of the other sports do, where even the last place participant would get a schmeckle of cash payout just to keep the incentive up and to keep the fallout rate of teams that are competing at least maybe bring that back a little bit to keep people coming back, knowing that if they compete, they'll get some type of recoup on their investment. You're looking at $250 entry fees. You're looking at meat costs that could be right equaling entry fees. You know, $600-$700 of investment to get nothing in return. Could be why teams cycle in and out. So maybe there's a way to fix that, to keep it growing and actually bring it to a bigger, more national level where we could watch it on television for an hour like they do with the X Games. Just my thought. Looking for your thoughts. We step away, but when we come back, we'll have Bill Small talking about Q and Cruise on the Barbecue Central Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Hey, smell my pets. Yeah, come on, smell my pets. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Miner gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
This is Chad Hayden with Moose Runners Barbecue, 19th annual Jack Daniel's World Barbecue Champion, and this is Barbecue Central.
Now, back to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio. Glad to have you along, as promised. My next guest is a moderator on the very awesome Barbecue Central Forum. He's been competing in barbecue for a number of years. He's also a firefighter by profession. But tonight we're going to be talking about him with this barbecue competition he's putting together down in Louisa, Virginia. It is a Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association sanctioned event and is also a Virginia State Championship. With that being said, Bill Small joins us. Bill, thanks for joining me tonight. How are you?
Good evening, Greg, and thank you very much for having me on your show tonight.
No, it's certainly my pleasure. Bill, how long have you been competing personally in barbecue competitions?
I went to my first competition in 2003 as a spectator. It was in Shelby, North Carolina. And that's where I fell in love with what I saw. And my wife looked at me and she said, I'm in trouble now, aren't I? And I said, oh, yeah, you're in trouble.
What about it appealed to you specifically?
I think it's where people can come together on all levels, whether you're in shape, out of shape, black, white, doesn't matter. You can come together and compete on one level, and it has no bearing on your physical shape or anything else. This is just strictly talent in cooking.
So what was the inspiration for you to actually look at potentially hosting one of these events and kind of building it from the ground up?
I think that it started in 2004 when I went to the competition in Danville, Virginia. I was scared to death. I was on my own. I'd never competed in the Danville competition. There were 60 teams there. I rolled up in there, and I met a man by the name of Bill McMahon, and I want to put a quick plug in here real quick. His wife passed away a couple weeks ago. God love her, Jean McMahon, and she was a great lady and an inspiration behind the Danville contest. Bill pretty much stopped me at the gate, looked at my rig, which was a homemade rig, and said, has this been approved for competition barbecue? And I was petrified. I had never been inspected before. I didn't even know whether or not homemade trailers were involved or were acceptable. He walked around, looked at it, looked up and down, and said, "Okay, now you're approved." And he slapped a Pigs on the Run, a Pigs in the Park sticker on my cooker, and away I went. And that meant a whole lot to me. And at that time, I said that if I ever decide to do a barbecue competition, that's the kind of competition I would like to have. Somewhere where it's you feel welcomed and accepted, whether you're very first time out or whether you come across the country from Texas and you compete in 42 competitions a year. But that's the kind of competition that I would like to have.
What kind of work has been involved for you to actually get this thing off the ground?
This has been a tremendous outtaking. I started planning this almost a year ago. It was shortly after we had a small get-together at the campground. My dad owns a campground in Louisa. You had the pronunciation correct. It's in Louisa, Virginia. Last year, where many of my friends from the Barbecue Central forum came together, and we did a mock run. It was not really a competition, just kind of all in fun. And we had a blast that weekend. And I wanted to do something a little bit bigger. And I knew that the campground could handle a KCBS-style competition, full-blown. I could do up to 50 teams. And I started planning it then. Basically, it was a lot of legwork looking into other competitions, what paperwork is involved, what computer programs were involved, how much money was involved, and that's where it started.
Now, it looks like from bumping around on the Cruise and Q, or the Q and Crew website, that this is actually sponsored by the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association. Being billed as a KCBS-style event. Did you try and get the KCBS to represent or sanction this event initially and then went to the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association?
Initially, I had planned on doing the KCBS sanctioning. Being a first-time, first-year event, I wasn't sure how much money I could get in sponsorship. I wasn't sure how many teams I could get involved. So I was really worried about where the money was going to come from to pay for KCBS sanctioning. It cost quite a bit to go the KCBS route. I talked to several people at KCBS, several representatives from there, let them know what I wanted to do, and they basically said, look, this is your first year out. Run it as close to KCBS as you could possibly run it. Go to four categories, use our rules, do everything by the book, and next year the sanctioning will be a whole lot easier. And I think that this year, in 2008, we're going to get a good feel on how much participation we're going to have, how much sponsorship we're going to have, and how much money we can look for in the future. And I think, and there's no doubt in my mind looking now, that 2009 won't be any problem whatsoever getting KCBS sanctioning.
Now,
however, I was very fortunate enough to get involved with the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association, who opted to sanction us as long as we went by the KCBS rules. I have two representatives coming down from, one from Maryland, and I think the other from Pennsylvania, and they are coming down as representatives. And they will be overseeing the competition to make sure that we run things exactly the way that Mid-Atlantic would like to run it and also as KCBS would like to run it.
Well, you seem to have a decent amount of teams that have already been registered from what I could see on the forum. Do you think that the teams that have signed up, or I guess a better question would be, do you think you would have more teams signed up now if this was a KCBS event versus it being a like KCBS event?
You know, I'm not sure. I went to a non-sanctioned event last year in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I participated in it because they said that, you know, next year being 2008, this is 2007 I went, 2008 they would be sanctioned KCBS. I wanted to see that competition grow. It was within 200 miles of where I live, and I wanted to see that grow into something good, so I opted to go ahead and send in my money and participate in that competition. We had 29 teams there, which was phenomenal. I'd like to see 25 teams or better in Cuban Cruise. I put a cutoff at 25. However, I really feel that I can handle more. So that's basically where I'm going right now. The KCBS sanctioning is a wonderful thing to have. There's no question about it. It's nationally known. However, it is not a prerequisite to get into the Jack Daniels Invitational.
That was actually going to be one of my questions was, since it is a since you have it deemed as a state championship, can the current winner of this event be eligible for selection to the Jack Daniels?
Yes, that is correct. We got our governor's letter this past week. In fact, I was on my way to the Salisbury competition, and I received a call from the governor's office saying that the proclamation was in the mail. When I returned home, my wife, as soon as I walked in the door, my wife handed me the proclamation letter, which I was really pleased with. It's sitting right here next to me, and I'm going to have that framed. It's stating that they're recognizing this competition, and I will be contacting the Jack Daniels World Championship and letting them know that we do have this. However, one of their other requirements is that we have to have a minimum of 15 teams as a first-year event, which I don't think we'll have any problem getting. And we have to have the four KCBS events, which we're going to be doing that as well.
In the segment prior to this, I was talking about fuel prices. You compete. You do a handful of events during the course of the calendar year. Is fuel prices going to affect what competitions you're going to be attending this year, or no?
Yes, definitely. One example is, as much as I love Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and I love that event, that is probably one of the finest events next to Danville that I've been to. We opted, my partner Gary in Virginia and I opted not to participate in there, but participate in Salisbury because it was within our driving distance. One other thing that we've had to do this year is we're dropping down from two trucks down to one truck, which we're cramming a whole lot of gear and equipment into one vehicle, one truck and one trailer. That's made a big difference. And I'd like to say also that there are only two sanctioned or two state championship events in the state of Virginia. Q and Cruise will be the third. Two of those competitions are Danville and Chesapeake, both of which are held on the same weekend
right. In
May. Ours is held in July, which is a total separate weekend. There are a lot of teams that are in Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, North Carolina, who are going to be looking for local competitions to get into, and that's what we want to offer. We want to offer something a little bit closer that you don't have to drive the great distance to get to.
Bill, is there a website people can go to find out more about the Q and Cruise Barbecue Competition?
Most certainly. The web address is www.QUE, that's Q-A-N-D, and C-R-U-Z, cruise.com. QandCruise.com is also, you'll also find a little bit more information on there. There are areas for our sponsors. You'll see a whole list of sponsors that we have that have donated money and that are donating time to this event, as well as rooms. I have the Best Western in Zion's Crossroads, who's donated two rooms to our representatives coming down from the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association. The other thing we're going to be doing is a car show. Beyond Wicked Customs and the Trillions Volunteer Fire Company are organizing a car show. And I know for a fact that this past weekend, over 800 flyers were handed out. So this could be a very large event for car show buffs as well. And we're really looking forward to having a great car show there. The other thing you'll find on the website is music for all occasions provided by Your Sound Choice is being run by DJ Brian Small, who happens to be my brother. He's lined up seven bands who will be playing throughout the day from 10 a.m. until whenever anybody gets tired of listening. These bands have volunteered their time, their energy, and their equipment to come to Small Country Campground and play for free. This is all for the crowds.
Cool.
The other thing we've lined up is we're going to have barbecue for sale as well as other vendors there. So this is not just a barbecue competition. This is a barbecue competition, car show, music, vendors. It's going to be phenomenal. If anybody has a chance to come, we'd really love to have you.
It's a veritable festival, and it can be found at qandcruise.com. Bill Small is moderator on the Barbecue Central Forum and is organizing Q and Cruise Barbecue Competition, and, well, let's call it Festival 2 now, which will be taking place July 18th and 19th. Bill, thanks for taking the time out to talk to me about this, and good luck, and we'll keep in touch and see how it goes.
Greg, thank you very much for having me on. Real quick, I also want to say that all proceeds go to the Trevilian's Volunteer Fire Company and the Small Country Children's Christmas Fund, who helps kids in need during the time of Christmas.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Barbecue guys won't shut up when I tell them it's time to leave. A good cause, no doubt. So thanks to Bill for coming on and talk to us about that. Again, the website is qandcruise.com. That's in Louisa, Virginia, July 18th and 19th. It's a freaking festival, people. It's a festival. When we come back, we will have the fastest game show sweeping internet radio, Know Your Cue. Stand by.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio. The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Hey, smell my pits. Yeah, come on, smell my pits. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back, because D-Dogs is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dogs Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down its doors flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Hello, everybody. This is Gary Bay, Nerd Chuck, host of Wine Library TV, a.k.a. WLTV, and this is BBQ Central.
Get on the phone and in the smoke. 216-220-0966. BBS Talk Radio.
yes, rolling right along. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBSTalkRadio.com. It's cool, irreverent, and inner freaking taining, people. And that's why we do it like we do it here at BBS Talk Radio. Thanks again to Bill Small for talking about Q and Cruise, July 18th and 19th. If you are a competitor and you're within that traveling distance, or that travel distance is acceptable to your gas budget, then please feel free to visit the website, qandcruise.com. You can also visit the Barbecue Central Forum, as there is a banner rotating there as well. And you can get more information about that. Join up if you wish. Again, state championship. So if you've always had dreams of going to the Jack Daniel's Invitational World Championship McGillicuddy, if you win a state championship, you are eligible for the drawing process. Since all the other criterion will be met, or are being met, or will be met by the time the actual show goes down in July, you need to win the state championship in order to be eligible for the Jack Daniel's drawing. That's a whole different show for a whole another time, and I'll have Tana Shoup, if she's still the one doing the Jack Daniel things these days. I know she was retiring last year when I had interviewed her prior to the radio deal. And she's a great wealth of information on that whole thing. And really, when it boils down to the competitions that any competitive barbecuer is going to want to win during the course of the season, Jack Daniel's is always right there at the top, right along with the American Royal. Best of the Best seems to be making its way up more and more each year because of the way that's run, because of the way that scoring system is completely separate than Kansas City Barbecue Society. So is Jack Daniel's, by the way. That is not a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned event, but they do have Kansas City Barbecue Society representatives there. You know, my thought on that is they're potentially asking for trouble there, because it's not Kansas City Barbecue sanctioned, but they have Kansas City Barbecue Society people there, and confusion could ensue, I suppose. But nevertheless, that is the one that people shoot for to win every year. And I actually hope to have a guy by the name of Johnny Trigg maybe next week. And he's actually won that event twice. So it's hard to get into because it's a drawing process. You can win your state championship, and the best teams in the during the course of that calendar year would be bypassed simply because they did not get drawn. They won the state championship. They've done everything they could to qualify, but just because of the way the drawing process is, they get passed up. So not necessarily are the best teams competing, but necessarily the best teams are competing because they're winning state championships, and the argument would ensue from there as to, you know, the drawing process, the majesty, the mystique that is the Jack Daniel's. And again, we'll do a show with Tana Shoup with that here in the near future on Barbecue Central Radio. So now it's time for the famous, very popular, Know Your Q. And again, we're playing tonight for a two-pack of Wolf Rub barbecue seasonings, and you can find out more about them at wolfrub.com. That's WOLFERUB.com. Original and bold. And the question of the night is this. I was talking to Bill Small, and the name of his competition that he is putting on is called Blank and Blank, to be held July 18th and 19th of this coming year, 2008. So you need to call in at 216-220-0966 and tell me the name of the competition. And then I will award you the prize of a bottle of Wolf Rub Original barbecue seasoning and Wolf Rub Bold barbecue seasoning. It's great stuff. Again, I use it on chicken, the original. It's part of my someday competition recipe, along with my own special sauce, which I will never share with anybody. We can also ask this question. Name the state that the competition is taking place in. So you can give me the name of the event, blank and blank, or the state that this competition will be taking place in, both mentioned numerous times during the segment of the interview. And unfortunately, the show does not get automatically archived as it happens. Otherwise, you could probably go back and cheat. But I always encourage you listeners to take notes so you can win free stuff, because that's what you people like. Free freaking stuff. I did want to talk a little bit about, well, we will hold as we go to the phones and bring up this caller. Caller, this is Barbecue Central Radio. Name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Louis from South Jersey.
Louis from South Jersey. Are you ready to play Know Your Q?
Sure, give it a shot.
Stand by. And now it's time for the game show sweeping the nation. Know Your Q with your host, me, Greg Rempe. And now, here's me, Greg Rempe. Love the self-effacing introduction. Louis from South Jersey, right?
Yeah.
South Jersey. Where in South Jersey?
Lindenwald.
Lindenwald. All right. I asked one of two questions. If you can answer one of two, you win. The name of the event that Bill Small is putting on is called Blank and Blank, or the state that the event is taking place at. Go ahead and tell me which question you would like to answer, and then give me the answer.
I'll take the state.
The state is?
Virginia.
Judges, Louis from South Jersey says Virginia. Is he correct? Yep. There you go. Louis in South Jersey, you will win a two-pack of Wolfra barbecue seasonings. That's the original, which is pretty much good on chicken and pork or anything, in my opinion. And then the Bold, which is more for that extra blast of flavor, perhaps made more specifically to meat. Nevertheless, go ahead and give me, shoot me your email address, or no, shoot me an email with your mailing address, and we'll get that out to you.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right, Louis, take care.
Bye-bye.
Louis winning a two-pack of Wolfra barbecue seasoning. That was very cool. And I have nothing left for you people. That's it. What I do, what I did want to talk about, thanks, Louis, for calling in and winning and listening. Jersey pulling in. South Jersey pulling into the Barbecue Central show. Reaching all facets of the barbecue nation. Very cool. What I did want to talk about a little bit here before the show's over is I was talking on another radio show the other day about favorite cuts of steak, and I think that'll probably be something that I look at. There's a potential topic here probably over the next week and or two, because really, it's not when it's just warm out and then we put the grills and barbecues away. And do it only when the favorable weather conditions are on our side. But I'm routinely asked what is my favorite cut of steak, so I figured we can at least make a segment out of it for an upcoming show, and that can be something that we kind of do an ongoing thing on, where you can call in or email me about what your favorite cut of steak is and why. I was talking to a lady on the radio the other day who wanted me to give her my best marinade recipe for steak. And, of course, my reaction or my answer to her was, well, of course, we all know that no real griller would marinate, like a wet marinade, a steak, a real cut of steak. I did quantify the fact that perhaps if you're using a skirt steak or there's another something similar to a skirt steak that is escaping me at the moment. Flank steak. Sometimes those, depending on what kind of a, maybe you're doing like a Southwestern type recipe deal, those can benefit from a wet marinade just because they're more inherently tough cuts of meat. Those are meats that when you grill them, you're actually going to be thinly slicing against the grain anyway. You can't eat them like a regular steak. Otherwise, it's going to be like chewing on your boot. Chewing on your boot does not work out well. So next show, I'll go ahead and put that on first segment and maybe pick that up on the third segment side. Favorite cuts of steak. And I will also try and get into the fuel side of things. I know I did start that a number of weeks ago now, where we talked to a guy who had the gas watch meter on his propane tank and never got into the charcoal side of things. But we will certainly get to that. If you do have any requests as far as content or people you would like to hear on the show, always feel free to email me your ideas for the show. You can also visit the forums on bbstalkradio.com and leave me a comment or a suggestion in the Barbecue Central forums section. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Thanks again to Bill Small for talking about Q and Cruise. You can find out more about that competition at qandcruise.com. Again, July 18th and 19th. It's a festival, people. So get on the ball. State championship, too. Thanks to Louie in South Jersey for calling in, winning Wolf Rub barbecue seasoning. Thanks to Wolf Rub for donating that. WolfRub.com. That's WOLFERUB.com. No emailers to thank, so no thank you very much. Looking for Johnny Trigg next year. How about next week? Thanks to the Barbecue Central crew, my sound engineer Sam Hassan, smack dab in the middle of South Central Los Angeles. I was your phone screener. I was your show producer. And of course, I am your show host, Greg Rempe. Stay tuned for Broad Topics coming up after me at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Laura Joan, Marnie, and Kelly, four broads, bottle of Cabernet, and a whole big box of good time. Don't forget, Barbecue Central Show replays Fridays at 8 o'clock on bbstalkradio.com. So if you want to tell your buddies, your friends, neighbors, and children about catching the replay, it's tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So check that out. Don't forget to check out all the programming we have here on BBS Talk Radio. Definitely something for everybody. We'll see you back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Barbecue Central Show. This program hosts Greg Rempe saying so long, everybody.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperature so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Miner gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Hey, smell my pits. Yeah, come on, smell my pits. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.